Last month, President Trump sold a Manhattan penthouse to a Chinese businesswoman with ties to the Beijing government. The price was $16 million. Many of Trump's most controversial deals have involved real estate going back decades. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The Trump Park Avenue may not be as famous as the president's other properties, but it's marketed with the same relentless focus on elegance and luxury.
An architectural wonder on Manhattan's Upper East Side, Trump Park Avenue is idyllically situated near Central Park.
For all the hype, the Trump Park Avenue isn't considered a top property in Manhattan. It's a condo building, and Jonathan Miller, who heads a major New York City real estate appraisal firm, says it's been overtaken by grander and more expensive properties.
It's something that was considered luxury back in the 80s. Now it's considered sort of the upper end of the middle tier of the market.
But Mother Jones recently published an article saying a Trump Park Avenue penthouse owned by Trump himself has been bought by Angela Chen, who heads a consulting firm that sells access to powerful people. Miller says the market for high-end Manhattan properties is saturated, and the price Chen paid, almost $16 million, seems on the high side.
In any transaction, you can have the seller do a little bit better than the market, a little bit worse. In my view, this is the seller did a little bit better than what the market conditions would suggest.
The deal underscores one of the problems with Trump's ongoing business interests. Trump made his fortune in real estate, where prices by nature vary. So buying Trump properties could be one way to try to hide attempts to influence the president, says Robert Weissman, president of the liberal watchdog group Public Citizen.
The nature of his businesses make it much more complicated than it would be if he worked, you know, sort of in a commodities kind of business with a public corporation. But he has a family private business surrounded by secrecy and markets that are not transparent.
The issue is even more problematic because Trump has a history of selling to foreigners, especially to Russians and Chinese. Reuters reported recently that at least 63 people with Russian passports or addresses have bought real estate in 7 Trump-branded properties in Florida. A few of these buyers have had questionable pasts. One man identified by U.S. officials as a Russian mobster bought 5 units in New York's Trump Tower. And in one case, Trump made a very healthy profit when he sold a Florida mansion to the Russian oligarch Dmitry Ryabalovlev. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California asked FBI Director James Comey about the deal during Monday's congressional hearing.
Would a foreign adversary's oligarch purchasing a home in the United States for 129% more than the home was purchased 4 years before, would that be a tool that a foreign adversary would use to try and recruit, develop, or bring somebody onto their side?
Comey wouldn't comment, and in fact, the question is tough to answer. Robert Weissman notes that it can be hard to say for sure why a real estate deal takes place. He points to Angela Chen, who bought Trump's penthouse.
She just put $16 million into the pocket of the president. And did she do that because she just really wanted to buy this penthouse, or did she do that because she wanted to curry favor with the president?
Weissman says to take the issue off the table, Trump needs to divest himself of his businesses, but that's something he refuses to do. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.